I don't think that's Bob Dylan, but it is a Bob Dylan original, The Girl from the North Country. And that's an ode to Waukesha North baseball coach Don Radomski, who's my guest today. But also, we're here at the Waukesha Farmers Market, and so it is our own version of the North Country Fair. So, and it is one of my favorite Dylan songs. He does a duo with Johnny Cash on that, too. That's quite fantastic. So
I'll take your word for it. I'm not a Dylan or a Cash fan.
You don't love Johnny Cash?
I'm not a fan, but my wife's dad is a huge Cash fan. He's got, I think they might even have some Johnny Cash pictures up in their house somewhere. But I know,
you know, I wasn't as a kid, and I remember when he had his own show, and I was like, I just kind of like categorized him as country. Then one night when I was in college, we watched a lot of David Letterman when he was on NBC.
Awesome, yeah.
And he had Johnny Cash on, and he was in town for a Dylan tribute concert at Giant Stadium, and he sounded great. Like, Letterman was the guy that made her. He made or broke you. If he liked you, he was like praising Johnny Cash. He's like, here's a guy that's not only survived the test of time, but continues to thrive and dominate it. And I'm really honored to have you on my show. So I started paying closer attention to Johnny Cash, and just, yeah, I think, you know, to call him country, he's so much more than that. As we see Caitlin Weber, the South trainer, coming in. She had a busy night last night. So she nods up and down.
Yeah, shout out to the trainers in Waukesha. They do a fantastic job.
Emmett White, her student trainer's with her too. So good to see them working together. Yeah, a lot of great wellness products here, and the great fruits and vegetables we have here at the farmers market. So, but anyway, back to you, Don. Let's talk about last season. So you guys finished 12-12, fifth place in the Classic Eight, which again, in other conferences that might be second or first place. And then in the sectionals, one of the big feathers in your cap was that you beat West 11-5, and you had to beat him a second time to win, to kind of advance.
Yeah, I mean, let's just kind of recap the end of that year. First of all, 12-12, we were coming off of a season with 5 wins, and the year before that, I think we had 4, if I got the numbers correct. So, you know, we had some lean years, obviously, and you know, this is only my 5th year. This is my first year having all of my guys, you know, from day one as a freshman all the way through. So that the cohesiveness with the vocabulary and drill work and things like that, finally, it was great to see that hard work from my coaching staff and from the players pay off. You know, it was really a 4-year commitment for those guys, and now we want to build on that. But yeah, 12-12 last year, 5th overall in the Classic Eight, which is, if anybody knows about the Classic Eight, it's just stacked. I mean, for any sport, but baseball. Yeah. I mean, it's the everyone's number 1 and 2 are just absolutely fantastic. You're facing a fantastic pitcher every time you're going up. And then, yeah, we had to, ironically, it was pretty tight going into the last week. And then we had Waukesha West twice on our regular schedule. And then the seeding came out and we had to play Waukesha West.
Good times.
Right away, first game of, playoffs. So we went into West last week having to win 1 of 2. To secure our spot in 5th place in the conference. So our goal was, let's win 1 of 2. And we were fortunate enough to get some breaks and had some fantastic pitching, and we were able to win 2 to end the year, which was awesome. Coach Montez does a fantastic job with those guys over at West. We have a lot of respect for him and his staff and the players and the way they compose themselves. So we knew we had a big challenge on our hands. So to go in there and beat them and beat them twice, and then, okay, hey, we got to reset. You know, the whole, you know, cliche in sports, you know, hard to beat a team 3 times. And we knew that. And we did our homework and made sure that, we had good scouting reports while playing them twice during the week. We kind of knew their lineup really well. And we knew how we wanted to pitch. And it was a matter of execution. And our pitching staff just did a fantastic job. And guys put the bat in the ball enough to enough to get us the victory is huge.
Fantastic. Yeah.
It was fun. It was a great way to end that season. And then we ended up and we had to play Milton, who ended up winning state.
Is that right?
Our second round.
Where's Milton out of it?
Milton.
But I mean, where's that near though? I'm just trying to think. But you had to travel far.
We had to travel about an hour to get there. Let's just say that.
Right. Is that their house?
We were at Milton. They were the number 1 seed. So, you know, we knew nothing about Milton besides the fact that their record was outstanding. They were number one. They had a they had a shortstop who got signed right out of high school. He's already got signed. Fantastic. One of the best athletes that I've seen play this whole that whole season. Their number one pitcher was fantastic. So we had a big challenge ahead, and we almost squeaked that one out. We were down 4-0 going into the last inning. We ended up rallying and we put up three. And we had to end that game, we had a guy on second base with one out. So we had the tying run on second, and guys coming up to bat actually hit the ball fairly well. We had a hard ground ball right at the pitcher that should have been up the middle, deflected off of his, I don't know, glove or leg, and bounced right at the second base and throw him out. So then we got a guy on third.
They're going to say it bounced right to the first base. You know?
No, but still, it was one of those ricochet plays that could have went anywhere. But of course, it went right to the second baseman. That was just a bad break. And then and the last guy, AJ Curtis, again, there's his name again, came up and hit a rocket line drive, took an outside pitch to second base, exactly how we taught it to do it. But again, right at the second baseman, you know, so just poor breaks. And that team went on to rally to win the whole thing. So it was nice to know that, hey, we competed with the best of the best. And we know that going into this
Something
next season.
On. Yeah, absolutely. So I got a chance to watch your JV team play against South. And I recognize some of those kids because they played on my son's, South booster, the junior youth, South team. And the catcher, Ian, I forget his last name.
Ian Canole,
but he'll be moving up to varsity, right?
He will. He's going to. We're looking for really great things. We have high expectations for him. We do have another catcher, Connor Curtis, who is younger brother of AJ Curtis. Connor Curtis,
and he'll be in the heart of the lineup here.
Yes, he will be. He will. We're looking. I mean, he had a fantastic season his freshman year, starting as a varsity player. We used him a lot. We ended up putting him in the fourth spot halfway through the year, and just did a tremendous job. But so Connor's also a pitcher, so we're going to need obviously another catcher back there, and Ethan does a really nice job back there. So we're looking for it. Ethan has not been on varsity at this point, but I think he's going to be thrown right into the fire this upcoming season.
Sure. Yeah. I think he'll manage. Cause he really showed me something. He was always tough when he caught for us, but it looks like he added more layers to his game behind the plate.
No doubt about it.
Behind the plate and in the box at the plate.
Absolutely. And his IQ is
really
high. I mean, he's a diehard baseball guy. Yeah. He's a hard worker. We really like him. Really like the tools he brings to the plate. Yeah.
Good kid. Yeah. I know, like, my son and his team, they always enjoy playing with him. And there was another player on that team was kind of a sleeper on our, he had the tools, but I think there needed to be some more kind of development. The last name's, is it Ruben Rivera? Did I get that right? I used to talk to his dad a lot.
Well, there are two twins, the Rivera twins. I don't know if that's what you're referring to. There's D'Angelo. There's D'Angelo Rivera and there's Doshin Rivera. And
another young man.
Yeah, I'm not. But I'll tell you what, though. Speaking of the Rivera boys,
he grew a lot.
Though,
yeah.
These boys, D'Angelo, we call them D'Lo, and Doshin, twin brothers. Super athletes, fantastic kids, love them. Great family. And D'Angelo, again, last year as a
JV or
D'Angelo, we brought up to varsity. Okay. And ended up being
We're gonna go take a quick break. Sorry about that. Is that 10 seconds there, Calvin? Sorry, I was. I, yeah, no.